Well, she's tall, she's attractive, she's smart, she's self-empowered, she's a state rep, and she's also a victim and survivor of domestic violence. That's State Rep Allison Sullivan. We appreciate you coming in here today.
Thank you.
And you're an advocate against it.
Correct.
When I first read about this in a very moving interview you did with the East Bridgewater Police Chief, Scott Allen, I was shocked. And maybe that's my own limitation, thinking you seem like a very unlikely candidate to let anybody take advantage of you over anything. I guess I was wrong about that.
You, like many people, were shocked. My family and I, we decided to keep it very close to our family. My parents were very respectful of what I went through, and they said that when I was ready to tell my story, that I would tell it. So even my neighbor, who lived two houses down, had no idea what I was going through.
How young were you when you got involved with this person who was this man who was an abuser? Were you in high school, in college?
I was in high school. It was right before my 16th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I met and him.
Local guy, I thought was just a nice person?
Local, yes. I think I was just very young and confused because he definitely wasn't a nice person, but I was definitely, I think, wooed by him, I guess you could say.
And how did it start? Was it from the beginning? Was it slow? I mean, how did it get into these situations?
So it started with an older man who I eventually found out lied about his age. He was about 8 years older than me. So when I first met him, he told me he was years younger. So he was very nice, very protective, very sweet, very charming. And then it just progressively got worse to the point where, you know, he was more controlling in the sense of who I was going out with, who I was hanging out with, what I was doing, what I was wearing, how I was acting, to the point where he ended up saying to me, I don't want you even being around your family without me knowing. So I had to ask him permission to really go anywhere.
So this was obviously mental and emotional abuse. What about physical abuse?
So it became physical when we lived together.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never actually forget the first time that he smacked me across my face. He fell asleep on the couch. I went to go wake him up, and he open-handed smacked me. He cried immediately after, said he was so sorry. And then from there, when I tell you it progressively got worse, it didn't. It almost immediately got worse. There's some horror stories that I could tell. I don't want to put a lot of people through that those type of stories, but there was one time when my mother showed up at my apartment and I pretty much couldn't walk. And I'll never forget that moment. And my mom, who is about 5'4", and this man who is probably about 5'8", almost 200 pounds, she got in his face and screamed at him and asked him and kept demanding, why can't my daughter walk? Because I was struggling to walk.
Mm-hmm.
My mother followed me, God love her, at a high speed rate down the highway in fear that her daughter wasn't going to survive that car ride.
You did survive.
I did.
Did you have an aha moment when you knew, okay, I've got to get out of this? How did you get out of this situation?
It was January 1st, 2009. It was the new year. I thought I was going to be able to celebrate. Things were going to look better, be better. It was probably the worst beating that I ever lived through. My best friend, Amy, who I tell her almost all the time, is my guardian angel here on Earth. She and I had plans. She showed up at my house. She wouldn't take no for an answer. I got in her car, and I told her to drive. I had two black eyes. I had bite marks on my hands and face and ears. And I cried and I told her everything from start to finish on what happened that day. Mm-hmm. I ended up calling an Abington detective and I told him everything. And he advised me to go to the Holbrook Police Station where it occurred. I went there and I froze. But because I told my best friend Amy everything, after she dropped me off, she called my mom and dad, and she told them. And then she went to the police station, and she gave her statement, and he was arrested the very next day.
And you began the next phase of your life without this person, and you have become an advocate for those who have suffered from domestic violence. if somebody is listening now and is in a situation like this or has a friend that's in a situation like this, tell them how they can get help and if there's another like Facebook page or website they can go to.
There's so many different resources out there. There's Health Imperatives over in Brockton. You can also go to the local police stations. I know the police stations are very well equipped to handle these type mm-hmm. of situations. Mm-hmm. If you're ever in need of a restraining order right away, also the courthouse has those resources. But you can always go online and look different phone numbers up to the resources that are in the area.
You're a brave lady. State Rep. Allison Sullivan.
Thank
I want to
you.
Have you on again and talk about this a little bit more about maybe encourage people who need the help to get
yes.
the help. I'm going to put this interview up online, so maybe someone who needs the help or can tell a friend who is in a similar situation how brave you were. And we appreciate you sharing your story with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.